Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Like always, he's always up to something good. He thinks of everything, and he's upfront about it. Everything the Lord has given us, everything he's done, he did it from the beginning. I was listening to Genesis yesterday, and the Lord made a statement just before Noah entered the ark. The ark was prepared. He had prepared it. He'd done everything he was supposed to. It was loaded with animals. And then the Lord said that he remembered Noah, that he was righteous in his generation just before he departed. And I caught it. I said, the Lord is doing something. He's extending his grace to those who choose righteousness. In order to make sure everybody has a chance to live, he sincerely desires for all people to be saved. He even said, whosoever will, let him come. But the wicked will not come. They will not make a choice to follow God, to do things God's way. They will not do it. The Lord wants to say, he knows the potential, the great fellowship he would have if they did. He knows how wonderful they would enjoy heaven if they'll just let go of their wickedness. And salvation is to everybody. Even the Holy Spirit is given to everybody who will believe. Because the world won't receive the Holy Spirit. If they would receive the Holy Spirit, they receive Jesus too. They won't receive him, according to St. John 14. But those who believe on Jesus will receive him. Well, if they're taught right, they'll receive him. There are many Christians who are taught wrong, and they've been taught that they don't have to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and it's not necessary. Went out with the apostles. That's a lie from hell. Because of what the Holy Spirit has done for us and will do for us and help us in this life, help us navigate this life, we all need him, and we need to be obeying him. And a fraction of people receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then another fraction will actually follow God completely. And it's not that many people who will do this unless they are good people, good trained people that love God, point people in the right direction, and people that love God, if they can understand what he's saying, they'll want in on it. Now, the Lord loves us all, and that's just the way it is. And he extends himself to everybody. And then he instructs his people to love all men, like the last broadcast. The Lord had me talking about that in the last broadcast, the importance of actually loving people in spite of how they are, not depending on them at all for anything. Our resources come from God and not others, not man, not our spouse, not our children, not our parents. Now, the people in our life, they help us out. But then our source is God. And we can't never substitute them for our real source. We get our joy from God, all of it. And we can enjoy people because, you know, they can be enjoyable. That's, joy can't come from them. But the source of our joy comes from the Lord. We're complete in him. We're not complete in our spouse. We're not complete in our children. We're not complete in our family, our loved ones, our brothers, sisters, parents, friends. All those things aid us in life. All those wonderful relationships help us out. But our source is God. And sometimes the very people we love are the ones that point us in the wrong direction. And people make decisions about what other people say. And sometimes they're wrong. And sometimes you're just going to have to not do what people you love want you to do. You have to stick with the word. Like I said in other broadcasts, People want you to love who they love, respect who they respect, and hate who they hate. And they feel offended when you don't. Even Christians. But God said, don't hate. He said, always love all men. Be kind to everybody. Now that right there draws a line in the sand many times. People have, I can't count the times people have been offended at me because I won't browbash their politician or the politician they hate. Or I won't agree with everything that the one they like will do. I agree with the word. The word is love, the love of God. That's what I agree with. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And men don't always do things God's way. And people that know me, they know me by now. But they still try to get me to see things their way, and I don't care about what they see. I care about one thing, loving everybody. It's my responsibility to love everybody. And I pray for people. And the word tells me to pray for our leaders. So when the one I want to win, I pray for him. If the one I don't want in office is in office, I pray for that one too. But I don't talk about any of them negatively. And I know that people don't do everything I want to do. I acknowledge that, but that don't stop me from loving a person. And you can't be popular doing this in every circle. Because people in their heart, from the heart, they want you to love who they love and hate who they hate. They're just going to have to get over it, because I love everybody. If I ever die and they put something on my tombstone, the only thing I care about them putting on there is say, he loved everybody. That's what they can put on it. But the rapture's so close, I don't believe I can get a tombstone. Anyway, beyond all that, the Lord thought of everything from the beginning. He's been doing this a long time. Just before Noah, the man who built the ark, the man who God instructed, he worked on that ark 100 years. It said the Lord remembered Noah, that he was righteous in his generations. Now, just before the rapture, people have gotten saved. They're in the ark of safety. They love God. We're going to be raptured because we live according to his righteousness. We've been washed in the blood, and we don't deviate from it. We don't go back to the world. We live in the righteousness that he provided. The Lord is looking, you know, some Christians are not going in the rapture because they have deviated. They were saved, they're going to heaven, they're washed in the blood, they're clean. But when they make worldly choices and won't repent, what did they do with the salvation God gave them? How did they build their life with it? What are they doing? The Lord can see it. Men that, you know, Perry Stone's father, before he passed, he said, just before the rapture, the enemy is going to launch a campaign and a lot of people are going to fall in adultery or be tempted with adultery and fornication. Now they're doing that. You think they're going to be raptured? You got to turn from it and live godly. And the Lord said that he loves us. My instructions was this. Now the statement that he said back in November of 17, just before Thanksgiving, he said, tell my people my return is imminent and to be ready that they be not left, because some people have fallen short playing with the world. They're doing things of their own accord. What they want to do. Sometimes people, you can commit adultery without touching a person. Their heart. In their heart, they're lusting after this person and they won't repent. Now, there's a YouTube video, the Ugandan pastor. Every Christian need to sit down and take an hour and a half and listen to that broadcast. Now, he was on TV. or he was at a church and they recorded it, and somebody put it on YouTube. Thank God they did, because it can reach a greater audience. Now, the Lord told him that if he had come to get his bride, he would have left him, because he did some things he should not have done. And you just got to watch the video. And I thought about how many people are actually doing this. How many people have fallen so far? And this is what they do in practice, and they, in their imagery. Ezekiel, one time the Lord took him by the hair. And he had him by the hair and showed him a vision of what the priest and the prophets were doing in closed quarters. He said, dig in the wall and you'll see what. And he saw all the wicked images that they were doing and the things that they were doing in their imagination. Not out in public, in their imagination. He said, do you see this, son of man? You can read it for yourself. It's in the early portion of Ezekiel. And in Jeremiah, the early portion of Jeremiah, I think around Jeremiah 2, it was chapter 1, 2, or 3, the early portion of it was talking about how people allow themselves to do the same thing and won't repent. And it was talking about pastors, the leaders, priests and prophets. And now in modern times, this is what he was doing. Now, a lot of those scriptures that talk of when the Lord is talking about pastors and what they're doing, it was happening back then, but it's for our admonition now. And they're actually New Testament scriptures in the Old Testament. There are some scriptures that reach every generation until Jesus comes back. They're not just Old Testament scriptures. The law, the moral law, is for every generation. And the ceremonial law that points to Christ, that's what was fulfilled by Jesus. Jesus fulfilled the moral law and the ceremonial law. The ceremonial law pointed to Jesus so people would believe on it. If they didn't get naturally circumcised, they were cut off from the people. Now, natural circumcision represents spiritual circumcision, being circumcised in the heart. People that dedicate themselves to obey God, in love with God. I'm going to say that again. People who dedicate themselves to serve God because they love God. They do it of their own accord, willingly and obediently. Now, when the children were 8 years old, they on the eighth day of their birth, they couldn't control their parents circumcised. So when our children are born, that suggests to us, as hard-headed as we can be, to train our children in the ways of Jesus Christ. Jesus even said, suffer the little children. And some people are so ignorant, they'll say, well, I don't know, they might not want to be a Christian. As if it's okay to not be a Christian and learn his ways. When their heart is lit, that's the easiest time and the best time and the best opportunity to train your children in the way they should go. Now, people will do all kind of things to get a natural education and won't take their children to church and won't even live a raggedy life before their children and expect them to. They're not going to live forever like that. Unless somebody else do your job and they fall in love with God. because the world will chew them up and spit them out. It will harden their heart against God. And you can't fight this world system with natural weapons. You got to have spiritual weapons. And before you can use them, you got to have faith in the Lord. And before you can have faith in the Lord, you got to love God from the heart. See, being circumcised in the heart is much greater than being naturally circumcised. But it gave God's people a reference. Why would God be interested in a man being circumcised anyway? It was a reference. And they had to cut the foreskin off their penis. And that, my friend, you can't forget it. So our salvation should never be forgotten. Being circumcised in the heart should always be in place. And some people have an uncircumcised heart. Even though they were washed in the blood, they forgot. They didn't do anything with what Jesus had done for them. They got saved, then they went back. They acted like Esau against his birthright. They trusted the world for satisfaction and not God. And it caused them to turn away the shoulder because their heart turned. If your heart turns, you turn. If your heart turns from God, you do too. Your shoulder turns away. You start walking away from it. Your will is indifferent now. But Noah stayed true to the Lord before he built the ark, during the duration of him building the ark. And he stayed steady righteous after he had done everything God had told him to do. And nothing in this world tempted him from it. He was unmovable, and he abounded, and he was steadfast. Until the Lord shut him in. Now what if he had built the ark, all the animals loaded, then he started playing with the world? The Lord would have shut in whoever was willing. What if a man do everything right, preach for years, many people get saved, and just before the rapture come, he start playing with the world? All his righteousness will be forgotten because he turned his heart. Understand this. If a person can turn away from what is holy, they can't be trusted to be holy. And God can't let things that's unholy into heaven. Jesus came to not only save us, but destroy sin and all of it. Now we're designed in God's image. We're going to grow. Everybody's going to grow one way or other, good or bad. And what we're fighting is ancient spirits. They're ancient to us. They're thousands of years old. Now, how many educations can a man get in 1,000 years? Just 1,000 years. These are several thousand years old demons that we're fighting. I don't know how old they are, but they're ancient. You ever wonder why people have to dig for gold? It's because in Lucifer's kingdom, he had streets paved with it. And when the planet got destroyed, it got scattered all over the place. There are gold mines, but then there are gold fragments all over the place, buried. What we're fighting has been around a long time. But the good thing is, Satan has to fight us on our level, so you can always defeat him. He can't fight you on his level. He has to fight us on our level. And people have twisted that scripture around. Now I won't put on me no more than I can bear. No, the enemy can't. He has to fight you on your level. So you, that's true with every Christian. So as you learn warfare, you learn to win because you love God. Everybody has to fight the good fight, and the good fight is on their level. And God trains us on our level. He brings us up as we obey Him. Now God loves us. His love is true towards us. He wants us to win. We got to stay true to the things of God in order for all things to work properly. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. He has great patience, goodness towards us. He's going to bless us in every way of life, as much as possible. So we must let Him do it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.